This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
At this moment in the show, we present our stunningly popular Vectis Volunteer slot, in which we match organisations to volunteers, and also, even if you don't want to volunteer, you find out a little bit more about the amazing work that's being done on the Isle of Wight. And so this week's special guest is Peter Harris, who is the volunteer coordinator at Apley Cliff, which is near Shanklin, and that is part of the Leonard Cheshire Disability Organisation. Hope I've got that right. Did I get it right, Peter?
Yes, you did.
Oh, thank you.
Spot on.
Yeah, brilliant. So the usual question I expect you're familiar with is, I've heard of Leonard Cheshire, but I don't know anything about him, and probably even less about what the organisation does. So could you start by introducing him and what the organisation does for us?
Absolutely. Okay, thank you, Kevin. I'm not surprised. On the Isle of Wight, yes, we come up against this quite a bit. Obviously, lots of charities, some very well known. Leonard Cheshire Disability is a huge organisation, nationally, internationally, with over 250 services worldwide, lots of projects abroad. In the UK, yes, we focus on disability. Leonard Cheshire himself, celebrated his centenary last year.
Oh, wow.
He was born in 1917, September, and he died in 92. He was the highest decorated bomber pilot of the Second World War, and he actually got given the Victoria Cross. And basically, in the 1940s, he set up his home in Hampshire to care for injured ex-servicemen and women. That particular project didn't go too well, and it wasn't until 1948, really, that he took on someone in his community that was suffering cancer at the time, and that's where it really began, this sort of story.
Okay, so it's very much driven by one man a long, long time ago.
Yes.
And it's grown from there. And
absolutely.
How would you describe, or how do you describe the organisation now? Is it purely for people who have a form of disability?
Pretty much. There are obviously different age ranges. Services are quite diverse in size and nature. Yeah. Our one on the island is obviously, we do deal exclusively with disabled individuals.
Yeah.
But yes, they do look at other things, like there are rehabilitation elements on the mainland services.
Yeah. Is it still focused on the armed services or not? Not now?
Not really. The link is there, and we often get a lot of people interested in volunteering, funnily enough, said that, you know, they're ex-services themselves, and
yeah,
so they know an awful lot about. So
yeah,
it's quite nice to have that link. And other people, really, you know, they're not aware, like yourself and
like
so
me.
Many others, of that story. But yeah, I would say a lot of people are aware, especially the sort of older generation, you know.
Okay. And could you tell us a little bit about the work that goes on at Apley Cliff now?
Yeah, absolutely. We're obviously a residential home. We have 12 full-time residents, and there's one respite room we offer for people for respite purposes. We have two or three individuals at the moment who come in sort of once every 7-8 weeks,
yeah,
you know, give other carers a break, or mum and dad, or whatever the struggles they might be having.
Yeah.
And it's nice for them actually to spend some time with us socialising. All of our residents, with the exception of one individual, are wheelchair users. So that was new to me. I said to you earlier, I think I've only been in post 18 months.
Yeah.
So it's a lot to get your head around, but actually it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done. I feel privileged that, you know, I'm getting paid for this, so it's amazing, really.
Yeah. And what were you doing before you joined the organisation?
I have background in education, lecturing, that kind of thing.
Okay.
I was a sixth form tutor.
All right.
And everyone's going to laugh probably, but just literally as I came into this job, I was doing gardening on the Isle of Wight. So I was trundling along in a van, and I saw this, and for personal reasons, I really went for it. It seemed so interesting, and I put my heart and soul into the application, and luckily it paid off, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, good for you, because you've changed your life through this work, haven't you?
Yes.
And that's an important message to get across to people.
Oh, absolutely.
We're trying to say to people there are so many amazing opportunities to get involved as a volunteer.
Yes.
And it's not just you helping someone, it's also the payback you get in terms of how it can change your life just by being involved, can't it?
Yes, Kevin, absolutely. Everyone's got something to give. You know, we come across this a lot with our volunteers, saying, oh, I can't paint, I can't do this, that and the other. Actually, none of that matters.
Yeah.
Coming in, I think spending time with someone and really listening to someone is, it's worth its weight in gold. It's such a powerful tool. So if people want to come in, spend an hour with someone just listening to them, talking about their day, about the news, it really is hugely valuable, and, you know, inspiring to both parties.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff on the news, isn't there, about the loneliness factor that's creeping in.
Yes.
So many people, whether they're in a home or not, just don't get social contact, and we all need that. So that's a big part of volunteering, I suppose, is it?
Yes, it is. Yeah,
and you don't have to have a particular skill, you just have to be yourself.
That's it. I mean, it's again a very diverse range of things we do. For those who want to get, obviously, you know, more and more involved once they get their foot through the door, so to speak, we've got people that come in and just make drinks for them and have a chat, and then I've got people, because my activities role as well, I have volunteers driving the minibus, escorting a resident on a day out, shopping trips, all the kind of, you know, things that we might think are a bit mundane.
Yeah.
Obviously, in their lives, it's huge. And to have that company, someone to talk to, it's really empowering. Yeah.
And is it the case that you can volunteer for Leonard Cheshire at any age? You're looking for any particular types of people?
We do have all sorts. We like the volunteer to range, you know, to be quite diverse, like the people we look after, really. So we do have lots of kind of individuals, shall we say, of a mature nature. I'm always keen on getting some younger people through the door, because they can have such an amazing effect on them, you know, with a sense of humour, and our guys, you know, they don't bite, not very hard, but they're very good, very interesting characters, and, you know, I think some young people would be the way forward. That said, obviously, you know, absolutely anyone of any background, whatever time you can give, it'll be brilliant to hear from you.
Okay. So, all right. And when you say guys in the home, is it an all-male establishment?
Sorry, no. That's just a bit of a sweeping statement. It's male and female split.
Can you tell us a bit about them, like what ages are they, and how was what condition are some of them in, and how did they become to be in the home? Because I presumably disability now covers such a wide range.
It does.
And people who are listening might want to think, okay, well,
right,
could I handle it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think it's something that I, you know, going back a couple of years, I wouldn't have thought I'd be ever doing.
No.
And, you know, saying, I kind of took to it like a duck to water, I suppose, in a way.
Yeah.
But actually, I think with Apley Cliff, because it is such a small home, you know, in the grand scheme of care provision, it's a very close-knit community, you know, it's very sort of feels very sort of family oriented. You've got a lot of family and friends from our residents who have got a very good connection with the home and have done for many, many years. So it's already established, and it's lovely. So that's good. Age wise in a home, we do Leonard Cheshire Disability generally takes people from sort of I think 18 to sort of 80, you know.
Okay.
There's no kind of whatever. At Apley Cliff, we have older adults, really sort of, you know, from mid 30s 40s onwards.
Okay.
Up to about, you know, sort of late 70s. So that's the kind of age range we have at the moment. Again, they have all kinds of backgrounds and interesting stories to tell. It's good. I would say a sense of humour is a bit of a must.
Because they have a sense of humour
too. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. That's fantastic news. So if anybody is interested, and let's hope they are, because it does sound really rewarding opportunity, doesn't it?
Sure, absolutely.
How can people get in touch with you, Peter?
Right, I've got a dedicated mobile, so I've just joined the 21st century, so I've got...
So, do you know how to use it yet, though, this mobile?
Well, I don't remember the number, so I've got it written down, so I am cheating. So, 07-5000-27144.
Okay, do that one more time.
Okay. 07-5000-27144.
Okay, and that's Peter's
mobile.
That's
my
number.
Direct mobile.
Yep.
Apley Cliff's number is, obviously, Isle of Wight, 01983. We're on 862193. That will go through to our administrator, and she will either take a message and I can call you back, or anyone expressing an interest, you know.
You know what I'm going to say. Can you say it again, Bruce?
Yes. So, Isle of Wight number, 862193.
Yep, okay.
And I've got an email address as well, if anyone's feeling brave. So, lowercase, peter.harris@leonardcheshire.org. That's peter.harris@leonardcheshire.org, and that will come straight through to me, and I'll always respond, he says. Within, well, as quick as I can. Okay.
Yeah, fantastic. And your surname is Harris.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's lovely of you to come in. Was there anything else that you wanted to add in? Because obviously it's your moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I could talk till I'm blue in the face about the people. We haven't got hours.
No.
It's quite easy. But I would say, you know, thinking about volunteering, if there's anyone out there who really does, you know, think, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds like something I can do, or even if you're between jobs and want to do something really worthwhile, just think about it as an opportunity to meet new people. You can learn new skills. Using any experience and your own skills, you know, in a really meaningful and valuable way.
Yeah.
Obviously, younger people, it's useful for your CVs and college and references and things like that. So, again, think about that maybe and the courses you're studying. I know I've spoken to the Isle of Wight College recently, health and social care students, that kind of thing, and they've expressed an interest. But
that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, you talk about that two-way thing, it's hugely important, and really it's just making a positive difference to the world around you, because I know that, you know, I can go home and I feel as if I've done that every day, and you can't put a price on that.
Do you feel, I'm probably putting words in your mouth, but I'm getting the impression that getting involved with this organisation has changed you and changed your own life.
Yes,
is
it has.
Fair?
Immensely. You know, it really has.
Can you put your finger on what it is that...
Well, I think I was probably, you know, possibly like the majority of individuals in that situation coming into this for the first time. I was, you know, I was a little bit worried, of course I was, and pretty naive, actually. And, you know, after a time, you think, well... Actually, you know, why are these barriers here? That gives me a great starting point for this job, because actually we need to remove some of these barriers in society, and unfortunately they are there still. Not everywhere, and they've, you know, it's got better over the years, shall we say.
Yeah.
But it's still a long way to go. So really just helping to change public attitudes towards disability, that's what we're campaigning for, you know, that would be the ideal. And it has changed me without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And you talk eloquently about it, and it's really nice to chat to you, and I hope everybody is persuaded that it'd be worth getting in touch with you and volunteering for Leonard Cheshire Disability, and here on the Isle of Wight, that's at Apley Cliff. But I'm sure if you're looking elsewhere, Peter could point you in the right direction.
Sure.
Throughout the organisation.
Yes.
Well, it's fantastic to meet you, Peter.
Thank you,
Kevin. Thank you so much for coming in.
No problem. Thank you.